This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Paoli-based Southern Indiana Community Healthcare on Tuesday cut the ribbon on its expanded clinic in Bedford. CEO Nancy Radcliffe said the new location nearly doubles the previous clinic, which has provided much-needed relief for staff members.
We actually have storage capacity and additional exam rooms and such excitement for the community. This is the first time that I'm aware of that there's been healthcare on that north end of the town. And it's really in the heart of the community, which is an amazing opportunity for us. It's walkable.
The clinic provides obstetrics and family primary care services and was established following the 2022 closure of Ascension Dunn Hospital in Bedford. Richmond-based Reed Health has begun site work on a new $100 million campus in Connersville. The new facility, being constructed at the site of a former Kmart store, is set for completion in 2026 and will replace the former Fayette Regional Health System facility that the health system acquired in 2019. The Children's Autism Center, a Fort Wayne-based not-for-profit applied behavior analysis agency, has acquired nearby Child's Play Plus. The center said the acquisition will allow the organization to expand capacity and resources while becoming more organizationally efficient. Financial terms were not disclosed, but the company says no jobs will be lost. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at IBJ.com/engage.
It's been more than a year since Ron Romaine stepped down as CEO of Evansville-based United Companies and transitioned to executive chairman. In a special Q&A for our Evansville Region Report newsletter, Romaine discussed his efforts to help the Evansville region regain nonstop flights to Chicago and Detroit, which he said will be key for the business community.
It's been a long, hard, difficult timeline that we've been through to try and get us to the point where we are today, where we think there's at least an opportunity or shot that we're going to have to have a flight back to Chicago sometime yet this year, if not as soon as perhaps mid-year. But the conversations have been going on nonstop with various carriers and the Air Board, the IEDC. You know, collectively, what can we all do to try and attract an airline? That Chicago route is just so critical to so many of our businesses here. And so those conversations are starting to bear some fruit, and I think we'll have some news, at least one way or another, here in the next couple of weeks. Not much on Detroit yet, still nothing pending. There are two airlines that we're talking to, both United and American, both. Those are the two that we're talking to. Mm-hmm. We have made some progress with Allegiant. There's that flight now to St. Petersburg that they're announcing. We had Breeze that stepped up and came to town, and they're doing a flight to Florida as well. So we've got some new airlines coming in. From a business standpoint, though, for the business community, we really need that Chicago and Detroit flight back.
GE Aerospace on Tuesday announced plans to invest $650 million in its manufacturing facilities and supply chain operations throughout the country. The investment includes a total of nearly $11 million for the company's plants in Terre Haute and Lafayette. The company said the funding will go toward new equipment and specialized tooling for the production of narrow-body and wide-body aircraft engines. Part of the $650 million investment includes $100 million to support supplier partners across the country. Among them is a partner based in La Porte, though additional details were not provided. GE Aerospace did not specify if any jobs would be created as a result of the investment, but noted it is currently hiring for more than 1,000 open positions at facilities across its U.S. footprint. Former Purdue Research Foundation President Dan Hasler is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.